Hello, say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons, who's with us on the garden program this morning. And the last few times he's been with us, he's been playing a pretty good role of Santa Claus, telling you how to spend your money without leaving home and getting some
right.
good gifts.
That's right, and yeah. I might as well just stop everybody right now, because we've been getting calls from people saying, hey, I heard you talking about the grapefruit, I want the telephone number of the grapefruit. I give these numbers, people,
that's right.
but I was in
yeah.
traffic. You pull over to the side of the road now. It takes me a long time to come up with these good ideas. If I can come up with a good idea to save you a lot of grief and to save you from going into the malls and things like that, the least you
the
people
mall
can
owners
do
love you.
Get the right number. Next thing is, somebody told my wife that I was sounding like Scrooge.
They
didn't think that I was into the Christmas spirit. Well, there's a difference between being Scrooge and being smart. You know, I'm being smart. I'm going to participate in this Christmas because it comes around. So anyway. Also, of course, we know people are listening to this program because I've had every time we kind of slip up, somebody calls and gives us a bunch of trouble.
They remind you. That's
and
right.
they said, well, you talked about apples on Monday's program, but you didn't talk about any Texas apples.
Yeah,
we grow
Texas
that. Apples here and on and on. I'm not going to get into that.
In fact, I think you said we had sold them all out. But
well,
wrong,
I would have thought so. But anyway, I got this little note from up in around Medina, Texas.
That's right.
Medina, Texas.
Medina City.
That's west of Bandera.
Yeah, northwest of Bandera.
But anyway, one of the best apple producers in the state is up there, and the place is called Love Creek Ranch, and he's got a Christmas box of Texas products, organically grown apples and Texas product. And I'm going to give you a telephone number in a few minutes, so don't go nuts on me here and be calling in asking me what this number is again. What they have is a gift box, which includes, I'm going to tell you what it includes, because knowing how cheap you are, you know, you're going to think the price is high. It includes cinnamon apple jelly.
Ooh, that's good stuff.
Cinnamon apple jelly. Apple meat sauce. I don't know what that is. Rum apple butter. I don't know what the apple butter is, but the rum has got to be pretty good. Apple fruit cake, 14-ounce loaf, and 4 Texas-grown Granny Smith apples.
Ooh.
All of that can be mailed to your friend or loved one or both for $30. I think that's a pretty good deal.
All right,
the telephone number up there, of course, it's a long-distance telephone. Unless you live in Medina. You know, we may have 3 listeners in Medina. You never
we got a half a dozen.
The telephone number is 589-2588. So you can call them and talk them down, maybe talk them down on the price. I don't know. But anyway, there's your source of local-grown, Texas-grown apple products. Now, all of that industry started up there. I got a little letter the other day from one of my supporters up there, and he was talking about how the apple really came to be, how they began to grow it, and sent me a little speech that somebody had written. I won't go through the whole thing, but basically the father of horticulture in Bandera County, which I guess is Medina, and I think Medina is in Bandera County.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It resulted from an orchard that was planted by Homer Deviney. And Homer, of course, is pretty good, is a super horticulturist, rather elderly, and his wife, Jeanette. Now, Jeanette it doesn't work that hard as far as planting trees and grafting grapes, but she makes some of the finest cookies on earth. And if there's one thing that we agree on, it's cookies. You know, I'm kind of a cookie man. And of course, you're dealing with the guy that judged the Hondo bake sale.
I understand.
Division.
I understand that
division.
There were not many left when you
there
got
were not many
there.
Left. Yeah. I believe in giving everybody a fair taste. You know how it is.
Yes.
But we had an opportunity to judge that. Now, I don't want to get too ugly. I don't want to get too ugly with this, but I'm going to have to. We want to talk about pecans, and also I'll give you some sources of mail-order pecans when we get back. And also we'll talk about a pie offer I have. I have the recipes for some of the best pecan pies on earth that I'm willing to make available to our listeners.
Back in the kitchen
for
again.
Christmas.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get the pecan recipe. He's going to get a little fussy. I can see it coming on. Well, we'll get back to Dr. Jerry Parsons right after this.